In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. After the Grand Canyon was hit by a massive wildfire last year, its north rim is open, but now officials are keeping an eye out for floods this summer. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Studies of the burn found there's no new risk to permanent structures or overnight campgrounds, but some sections of hiking trail could get hit by floods, and when rain starts falling, things can get dangerous fast, sending mud and debris rushing downhill. Joelle Baird is a spokeswoman for the national park.
It is still safe. However, with a post-fire landscape, it is susceptible to change.
Because of that, park officials have a warning system in place. They'll study forecasts and water sensors to issue evacuations for hikers and campers in the canyon and send text alerts to get people out of harm's way. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Vice President J.D. Vance scheduled to give the keynote address at this year's U.S. Air Force Academy commencement ceremony. Tomorrow's event will see more than 900 cadets graduate. Then they move into officer roles in the Air Force or Space Force. Traditionally, the commencement address rotates among senior military and executive branch leadership. Vice President Vance is himself a Marine Corps veteran and served on active duty from 2003 to 2007. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6:05. Keep it tuned for the rest of All Things Considered, followed by the evening edition of Marketplace at 6:30 and Colorado Matters following that at 7:00.